invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
With Richard Marsland on the buttons.
The weekend's almost here, and today the Prime Minister's national tour visits the studios of Get This so that the nation's top executive can give us some old-fashioned comedy tips.
Fantastic. Army Tess Invisible Tank.
We've got Spun Gold from the Ross Noble Files.
Richard Tess Invisible Mesh Singlets.
Tales from the back room of the video shop.
What to do when faced with a sauce bandit.
It's time once again to play Guess What I've Got.
Whose lips is Danny Minogue wearing now?
And in the second hour, Brian Netcurvis is here for a bit of old-fashioned rock whiz action. Oh, I know that well. We'll get it in the second hour.
Here is the dome, back with the bass. The jam is in live effect and Tony doesn't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme.
I certainly do not. It's all coming up on Get This.
Now, this is just a taste of what is to come.
Yeah.
Over the next two hard-hitting, bruising hours.
Unless you're living in Adelaide, in which case it's a one-hour show.
And woe betides anyone who has the hide to criticise it.
That's the choir, boys. You know it is. Run to Paradise here at Triple M. The program is Get This. Good afternoon, everybody. It's myself, Tony Martin.
As a teenage girl, I'm proud to say you need to do more.
All right. Doing quite a lot, introducing all the cast. What a cast we have. We've got Ed Cavalli.
Hello. He has it all.
Thanks.
Sexy body, a face to die for, and a job he loves. Well. He can put his muddy boots under my bed anytime.
Can do.
A bit fruity today, that Peter Harvey.
He's into it.
Pushing the buttons, Richard Marsland.
If they want my sperm, they're going to have to get me into bed and get it the conventional way.
Okay.
What's the unconventional way to get Peter Harvey's sperm?
That was...
Reach into the mailbag. Ooh, hang on.
No, they're not out of school. Okay, okay. It's a couple of hours before the kids are out of school, I'm told.
The worst part about that was the mime that went along with it.
It's a lot of
real strong mailbag imagery.
Well, we do have, a lot of skills in this studio.
Do we what?
Certainly chockers with skills, but there's always room to learn more, isn't there?
From the masters.
That's right. Do you remember the day we got an old-fashioned comedy guru in here?
Oh, yeah.
To help us buck up our ideas. Remember that? Oh, look, this is great. I can't believe you've agreed to come in and help us out with this.
Tony, I've been here before.
When did you actually become a fan of Get This?
During the course of last year. I can't put an exact time on it. It wasn't a Damascus Road conversion.
Now, you yourself used to be in a comedy team.
Yes.
What were you called again?
Wastage and Seepage.
That's right. Which one were you?
Seepage.
Yeah, you guys were pretty funny.
Well, you assert that.
Yeah, there's quite a few clips of you on YouTube.
Yes, I know there are.
But do you mind if I just throw a setup at you, see if you've still got it?
Please do.
Okay. I was reading Glenn Milne's column on global warming on the weekend. How much do you reckon he'd had to drink before he wrote that one?
That's an impossible question for me to answer. But it's certainly a large amount. I can't tell you the precise figure. It's obviously thousands of gigalitres.
That's pretty good, but I think you're labouring it a bit, making it a bit obvious.
But Tony, I'm saying whether it's obvious or less obvious or more obvious is not really the point.
Yeah, I just reckon it'd work better if I kind of talked over you up until the gigalitres line. Just try it again. Mr. Howard, how much do you reckon he'd had to drink?
That's an impossible question for me to answer.
Oh, come on,
but
Mr.
it's certainly a large amount.
Yeah, a large amount.
I can't tell you the precise figure.
Come on, how much?
It's obviously thousands of gigalitres.
Well, what do you think?
Well, it's a very interesting technique to keep talking through me.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind, I'm trying to provide a response.
Right, so you're not into overlapping dialogue?
No. Oh,
very good. Very good.
It's a question of how you do it.
Well, I'm glad you're here to lend your expertise, because we had a lot of complaints about a recent sketch where we chopped up an interview with you to make it sound like you were talking about Richard Marsland and the Australian flag.
Well, I think it can be pushed too far.
You claim he was inserting the flag into his own bottom.
Well, I think it can be pushed too far.
Yeah, okay, all right. But now we're having to find ways to squeeze more music into the show.
Well, I accept that it is a challenge, and if nothing is done about it, the consequences could be very serious.
Apparently, we're not playing enough Hinder.
I find that hard to accept.
So we've really got to take a look at all of the segments. Which ones do you think are working the best?
Well, I would think at the moment very few, if any.
We've got a great new idea, Caperal.
Mm.
Everyone in Australia wearing capes for a month.
There have been plenty of examples in the past where those sort of scenarios have been embraced and they haven't been realised.
Yeah, well, that's not always been our fault.
Well, look, I'm not trying to apportion blame.
Yeah, so let's leave Ed out of this. Mm. He's already had two new ideas this year.
I don't think we should be into exaggeration.
Very good. Look, there's not a lot of new ideas here. Do you think the public would go for a segment called Richard Marsland's Dirty Sanchez Masterclass?
The answer to that is no.
Mm. Vinny wants to reenact the opening scene from Short Bus on Mornings with Kerry Ann.
That would be ridiculous.
Oh, God, we've got nothing. I've got to face management this week. What can I do?
Well, you can do a whole lot of things.
Yeah, right. Hang on. Hey, that's great. That thing where you don't actually answer the question. How do you do that?
Well, there are certain ways.
Right, like just throwing the question back at the person asking it?
That's one way of doing it.
Like, if I was to ask you, Mr. Howard, this new two-hour show, will it be more expensive?
Yes, Tony, I think it will become more expensive.
Yeah.
Whether it becomes much more expensive depends a bit on what you mean by much more expensive.
Ah, brilliant. But what I need is an all-purpose answer for anything.
Well, that would be a matter for a future government.
Oh, perfect. I'm going to kill at this assessment.
I'm sure you will.
I'm going to be the next
wastage and seepage.
Got any old wastage of seepage material on file?
No, I'm not sure, but once again, the imagery is offensive.
It certainly is. Let's clean things up next on Get This. Yes, that's Thursday work. Booting at home here at Triple M.
Tell you what's fun?
What?
In the songs, watching you sit there with your millions of bits of paper while I eat a sandwich. And Richard, he's got seven or eight clips that are going to go in this break.
Yeah.
Poor bugger.
And the song's fading and he's still being given three more.
You've got seven of it. You've got 12 events. I've got 75 clips, Richard.
3 seconds, guys.
And I needed them yesterday.
Let's see if he's lined them all up. As people are probably aware, Get This is winding up in 3 weeks.
To this day, I remain baffled.
Yes, for reasons that aren't entirely clear at this point, but
all right, I nicked a photocopier.
Yeah, that should never have happened.
My ass needs to get out there. A mail out.
That's right. My ass was due in Brisbane 3 hours ago, damn it, Smithers. Yeah, and of course, there's rallies going on and there's stuff going on the internet and we're right behind it all and we love it all, but we're trying to be careful talking about it on air because we don't want to do anything that will get the show ripped off.
No, but they seem to have the tone of the rally right.
Yeah, it's the support Get This.
It's a support rally.
Yeah, it's a thanks for the mammaries kind of deal.
Yeah, it's pro Get This, not anti-Triple F.
That's the idea we're looking
okay
for.
Yeah. Because most people in this building like us. Well, there's really just two or maybe three people who don't like us.
Just me and Richard don't like Tony.
But on the floor, most of the staff are right behind the show.
Oh, Nikki hates all of us.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Obviously, yeah.
That's nice.
Her unborn child isn't that keen either, I'm told.
Giving me the bird via an ultrasound.
Okay, but, you know, we've got to thank the people organising this. Obviously, lovely. You've got, you know, various armies are calling us up.
Huge ass?
Well, firstly, you've got, so many. Simon Heavey.
Hey,
who's, well, he's part of the Facebook army. Okay. And the Facebook army from the north and the MySpace army from the south shall be there with mine axe. But, yeah, so well done, Simon, and done, Karen Summers, who's one of the people behind SaveGetThis.com, which is a fantastic place. As she puts, it's a great place to go to trade childish jokes and yell assault at people without being put in the idiot basket.
That's what we want. That's what we're trying to do here.
Now, this is all happening on Monday, this rally, at 1:30, I understand, outside the Triple M studios in both Melbourne and Sydney. We won't we can't be at both at once.
Well, not with that attitude. I'll call my friends at Sliders, see what I can do.
All right.
Sliders. Goodness me.
So we're right behind this, but we're not behind any, you know, attacks on Triple M personnel.
No.
Most of whom we like and like us. But, yeah, I'm thinking there's so much that's going to have to go on. I don't know who they're inviting to the rally. Are there going to be any guest speakers? They should get this bloke.
John Howard is as welcome in Melbourne today as a yellow-bellied black snake in a barbecue.
Brian Boyd, get him on board.
It has been suggested. I've read that.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Pardon me if that's plagiarised.
No.
Mm. What about Rex? I mean, I can't imagine that we've won too many favours from Rex. But wouldn't it
Mr. Hunt, come on.
It'd be great to hear him just, you know, on a megaphone, unleashing a bit of, I don't know.
Now, I am really concerned, not for my future, because Lynn and I have mapped that out, and that's private, thank you very much.
I won't ask.
But I'm concerned for the game and the next crop of broadcasting puppets. Yes, you, Ferret.
What?
Who had to try for 6 hours David. To talk up a game that has become boring and far-fetched from the good old-fashioned spirit of Aussie rules.
Crank it up, Rex.
I was born and spawned on this game in Bay 13, selling and eating Dixie ice creams, and then through guts and hard work, ran onto this great arena.
He was selling and eating.
That's what I mean.
Dixie ice cream.
I have an ice cream.
No problem. I'm going to lick it. Now you can have it.
Just with one of those things around his neck.
Because I used to do that job.
Really?
I used to sell ice creams. Yeah. I've never been spawned in Bay 13.
Spawned and born.
Sorry. I love the bit about his private life. We've mapped out my private life as if the whole listenership's like, really, Rex? Could I be a part of that? But it's private. Damn it.
Who's asking?
Damn it.
I'd love
now
to
we've
see.
Got the alleyways I for would... the next year. Then we got the dress-ups.
More then Dixie we... ice cream. Then we're moving on to solids. We're going to eat some solids.
Buy that apple puree stuff that babies like.
See, I would go to the football if I knew that Rex was going to be there selling and eating Dixie ice creams just with a Neapolitan beard happening.
You want one of these ice creams? Hang on a sec. There's one I haven't eaten.
Leave it, Ferret. It's mine.
Okay, music at the rally. Yes. I mean, are they going to have a sing-along?
I kind of hope so.
You know, we need a sort of We Are the World song to unite everybody.
Flowers drifting by the pain.
I don't know.
In my dreams, so sweet, flower red, blue or pink.
Most people can't determine what the actual lyrics are there.
I might do that live.
Ooh, that'd be... Oh, gee. See, once you say something like that.
Yep.
Keep in mind, we have to do a show while this is going on.
You two do.
We need something more inspirational.
Nights. Never reach to the end.
What's the next lyric again?
Something or other. Something else.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know. That's going to slow everything down. What else you got, Rich?
It's just a small town boy. Don't stop believing.
Why didn't they use that under the Final Sopranos credits?
Wow, it's
no,
not a great...
great selection.
It's not a great legacy I leave, is it?
I think we all know what everyone will be singing.
The Vinga bus is coming and everybody's running from north to Ibiza in the Mediterranean sun.
All right.
I get applause.
More music. Yeah. I think, is that four songs? Have we played our four songs for the hour, Nicky? No. All right, back in a moment. Once in a lifetime talking heads here at Get This on Triple M. That's right, Get This.
Not for the squeamish, but powerful entertainment for those who enjoy reality in the raw.
Yeah, think about that. Brought to you by the Nissan Navara. Oh, and yeah, if you want to look up Nissan Navara on Wikipedia.
Oh, yes.
Scroll down to the bottom and here's what it says.
What do you got?
Sponsorship. Get This, an Australian radio program hosted by Tony Martin, Ed Cavalier and Richard Marsland, is officially sponsored by the Nissan Navara with its huge pulling power and rugged good looks.
There it is. We made it.
And nobody has yet CNB'd the Navara. I wouldn't want to see
Don't
that.
Don't do it.
Don't do that.
Don't do it, guys.
Please.
There's no prize for that.
No, and the security measures kick in.
Well, you go on and on about the rugged good looks of the Navara, Tone.
Yeah.
But here's how you're being described on television.
The proud owner of the world's best bottom.
Lovely.
Me?
Lovely.
What are you talking? I don't think I actually have a bottom.
Yeah, you do. It's small, but it's there. Like a couple of grapes. a couple of tender grapes that have been out on the bench for a day. Hey? Just a little bit of give in them.
Yes.
So, Rich.
Yes, I like it when you come into work in the morning and Ed's sort of hovering around YouTube typing in various phrases.
Yeah, trying to find a clip.
So, anyway, Rich, you won't let us go to your house.
No.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Now he's started throwing parties, Tone.
Has he? Really? Not
well, we
more.
Know that. No, he's opened a resort and we'll probably leave that there.
Okay.
Back to his house. How does Richard Marsland live? The hot topic's on Get This.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a friend over from America, from the United States.
Really?
Here's what happened at Richard's house last night.
He's laying on a slab. And I come in with weapon drawn, and, you know, he's not supposed to be. God, how much can I reveal? Anyway, he cups me, and I am looking around this room just horrified, and he goes, bonk, right in the, you know what.
Yes. And that's on a school night too. How does it go on the weekends?
Up on the slab, Rich.
Thank goodness I've got the lotion everywhere to help out with the cupping.
According mates are coming out weapon drawn.
Well, that's me and my grape-like buttocks and Richard and his extensive social calendar. What about Ed Cavalli? One of the things I love about Ed is he used to work at a video shop.
8.5 years.
That's paid off on this show.
Big time.
Big time over the last 2 years. Listen to this. Cal says, I recently landed a plum job, pun intended, at my local video library.
Good on you.
The only problem is I got the gig Cavalli style by lying gratuitously about my own ability, in this instance, my extensive movie knowledge. Now, is that really a requirement at the video shop?
Not at first.
Yeah.
At first, you just need a rudimentary knowledge where the McConaughey titles are.
Yeah.
You need to have seen a few Sandra Bullock titles.
Yeah. See, I always test out my local...
I'm sure you do.
Oh, they get a rigorous testing from me, the video clip. You go, okay, what's your emergency recommendation? And if they just do that lazy old anything in new releases...
I hate that.
I hate that.
We would sometimes, the boss would come down and direct us to make sure that we were recommending things from the new release shelf.
Right.
And in good conscience, I couldn't do that, Rich. You know what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely. See, that's what Cal is saying.
I can't recommend Glimmer Man while With Nail and I sits down the back collecting dust.
Glimmer Man.
It's not how I roll. I can't recommend Tomcats with Jerry O'Connell and Jake Busey.
No.
Yeah. Midnight Run. Gathers dust.
Midnight Run. See, that's what I was going to say. This person, Cal, would very much appreciate a list of your top three go-to titles.
Make your own up.
Ones that you can recommend in emergencies. My one, top of the list, is always Midnight Run because it's a movie that everyone likes.
Now, who's in it?
Charles Grodin, Robert De Niro.
Two. There we go.
Dennis Farina.
Dennis Farina, Joe Pataliano. Okay. Great names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you'd rather want Tomcats because it has a testicle rolling up a corridor in one scene. I noticed this.
Mm.
A lot of video shops, here are the two I get.
Mm.
Shawshank Redemption.
I cannot stand that movie.
Okay.
Jeez Louise.
Usual Suspects. That's the other one, apparently. Emergency recommendation.
That's fair. But Shawshank Redemption is the movie. Every single person would come up, put it on the counter and go, you seen that? And I go, yep, I have seen that. Ugh. And then they'd launch into a 17-minute monologue about how they never saw it coming and what would it be like to be in jail. And isn't Morgan Freeman so great? He's like a philosopher.
But hang on.
He's just a guy that gets out of jail.
So
funny, it takes him 17 years to come up with a plan. John Goodman does it in about 5 minutes in Raising Arizona.
So
in The Naked Gun 2, a man pole vaults his way out of jail. Now that is a plan.
But okay, so they're standing there saying, we want this much-beloved classic that everyone in Australia likes. It was in the top 10 favourite films of all time, Shawshank Redemption. Highest renting DVD of its year.
All right.
What does Ed Cavalli say? No.
No.
Get.
Wizard of Speed and Time. It's in your video shop, stop motion, right? It's a guy, all he's got is one camera, a wizard's outfit, and some stop motion photography. Incredible.
And you wonder why it took us so many months to attract a sponsor. I'm amazed the people at This and Navarra want to get behind the man who recommends the Wizard of Speed and Time. Oh, look, I just heard an interesting discussion off here. Someone was talking about Happy Days in this room, and Ed Cavalli, having seen off the Shawshank Redemption, has started laying into Happy Days. Such a bland show. Who could have a negative opinion about Happy Days? Here's what he said. I'll have to clean it up. Richie Cunningham is an effing idiot. Imagine going Richie Cunningham.
It was like the whole show was always drenched in water, ever wet and flopping around on the floor.
And Potsy?
The Fonz would come in. How could you idolise the Fonz? A short guy that hangs out in the toilets. What's cool about that? If I was to hang out in the toilets in a leather jacket trying to get people to come into my office, I'd be arrested.
Okay. We'll be back in a moment here and get this with a bit of Ross Noble action.
Good time.
Good. Here's Gwen Stefani on Triple M. Oh, thank you for hitting that gong, Mr. Marsland. Bringing
pleasure.
Gwen Stefani to a conclusion there.
One of your favourites of Gwen's time?
Yeah. Oh, look, it's certainly in the top 15.
How do you feel about Holler Back Girl?
Sorry, I've got... Well, I've always said that the person who should be taking advantage of Holler Back Girl is the author Michael Hollebeck. Surely he can get some Hollebeck girls together.
Have you seen what Vanessa Amorosi's doing? like,
well, in the next studio.
Check it out.
Is it fruit or?
She's releasing her new album on a USB mass storage device.
Yeah.
That's the way they're stocking it through Sanity.
Right, okay.
And it's a 128 megabyte stick and includes the audio and video of her recent single.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working in the future? You know what I mean? Like best contemporary USB mass storage device.
I think so.
Doesn't necessarily have the same ring.
You have to give away the stickies as an award.
It's very forward thinking and very progressive. But
When I start releasing music, it's going to be brain implants. You show up at the record store, they take the top off, plop it in, away you go, flowers drifting by.
Why not just the musical suppository? Why not just the iPository? Pop that up there. We're all distracted because Vanessa Almarosi is not in the next
Vanessa
studio.
Vanessa Almarosi.
Almarosi. That's right. That's what I call her.
No, it's not.
She's having a nuclear meltdown. Who is that next door?
I think
door?
It's the Rogue Traders, but it could be the Veronicas.
Right. Okay.
They look very similar. The Veronicas don't look like the Veronicas when they're not on telly, Rich.
Really?
They look like Hall & Oates when they're just walking the street.
See, that's what a proper program has on their show, the Rogue Traders. Who do we have in here?
Ross Noble.
We get Ross Noble in to talk about ancient British sitcom theme music.
Last night at midnight on ABC, Bless This House, the movie.
Oh, the movie! What? Which wouldn't have had the theme song. See, that's the bad part about those movies.
Well, I'll tell you what it did have, though, in terms of the music, because there's a lot of people, like the oboe. We're always carrying a shed.
Oh, yeah.
There's a great scene in it where, for no reason, somebody falls in some concrete. He's just building a shed. But at one point, the two of them, because they're building an illegal still in the shed.
Good idea.
The neighbour moves in and he's a customs and excise guy.
Right.
You know, they're trying to hide it. And at one point, they get tangled up in a hill's hoist. Right? And the music played on the oboe is, here we go around the bulberry bush. So they're tangled up. Trying to turn off the illegal still.
See, if that disturbs, you know how the Americans won't allow, you know, footage from the Iraq War, they won't let you see the coffins with the flags being brought home. If they just had a bit of oboe music under everything, just sort of take the edge off the...
Or even when the soldiers are going into battle, you know how they used to have, like, in Vietnam, and they're flying in, you know, obviously with the complete disaster they've made of Iraq, it would be brilliant if they had, just as all the Humvees are driving in, like, something's going to happen here. Terry Scott's going to get shot with a mortar and then fall in some concrete.
Just rounding up the insurgents with a bit of Gimme That Ding. All right, Ross
and then
is
Guantanamo
here.
Bay, you can have Guantanamo Bay. Every time they bring them out, you'd hear.
And they just take the edge off. People would be more on side.
I love it.
My favourite obscure one, I don't know if you got it over here, was the Bottle Boys.
Now, what was that?
Well, it was a sort of poor man's on the buses.
Oh, that was already fairly poor man's.
It's basically, the music used to go, milk, eggs and butter, got them all on the floor. Anything you want, love, just leave me a note, because there's a knock. A ring when you hear the noise of the rattles of the bottles of the Bottle Boys.
Who were the Bottle Boys? They were milkmen.
They were milkmen, and working on the premise that, you know, on the buses they had to go out. They were on the bus, and then all the ladies would come and get on board.
Yes.
It was like all the ladies came to them. Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, who is more sexually active than a milkman? A 1970s milkman.
Going by British comedy shows, the people who get the most sex are firstly the Swedish, for some reason. Yeah,
Swedish au pairs.
Window cleaners.
Window cleaners. And then the milkman, who's always rat-a-tat-tat. Hello, missus, in
morning,
we go.
Morning. And the lady there in a sort of, always a little bit of a furry, you know, just around the top, with like a boa type.
A nightie with a boa.
Yeah, feathery top nightie.
How long must it take the milkman to do his rounds?
Well, exactly. That's so why there's
sex.
That's why there's no milkman anymore.
All shagged out.
Yeah, all curdled and just... Yeah, and the Bottle Boys used to, knocking on doors and stuff. But I seem to remember it was kind of studio-based.
Oh,
so
no.
So it was kind of like the same front door. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. And Ross Noble back in the country early next year.
Oh.
We'll be gone. We'll still do a show with him just out in the street.
I'd love to.
Why not? Talkback Mountain next on Get This. That's bittersweet. That'll be the Hoodoo Gurus here at Get This around the nation on Triple M. Don't forget to visit Petition Spot and
join what someone here at the station is calling the wall of hate.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's a wall of love.
Yeah, it's a wall of fun, fun, you know, sayings from the show. I myself added something last night.
Yeah, what did you add?
It's on. You can have a look. It's on my name. It's on as me.
Yeah, but there's about 500 people claiming to be Ed Gavely on there.
Well, the most recent one, that's me. It's all there in black and white.
Okay, now.
Does it begin with the phrase, I'm Richard?
Yep.
Okay. I'll put that to the pile then because there's a few others up there as well.
A lot of waxing talk, bit of gooch talk.
Oh, is it down at the moment? I couldn't get on there this morning.
Yeah, the site's not up at the moment.
All right. What have you written down some quotes there?
Erica Elaniak writes that she will try to jump out of a cake, but things might get put on hold. Natalie Fireblaster has written in, yeah. I hope you're going to go out in true Barjas fashion. A small car, a large amount of bow gas, and a lit cigarette.
Oh, well. I think Jane Kennedy's coming in the next week, and she was Natalie Fireblaster, so we'll run it by her.
And also, this is a very special message as well. People have been saying that I had nothing to do with the axing of Get This. I tell you straight up, that is a lie. I support the Get This team, and anyone who tells you otherwise is a low-life BS artist. And thus speaks Tim Zura.
Oh, Zura. Actually, Rich.
Yes.
There's someone on petitionspot.com who says that their mother used to date Tim Zura.
Tim Zura, famous Sheffield Shield cricketer.
Holds the record for the most dismissals by any Western Australian wicketkeeper.
Author of The Gloves Are Off, now for the facts.
Australia's second best gloveman got it ripped away from him by some hack called Adam Gilchrist. And what's he ever done?
Nothing. So who's been dating him?
Apparently someone on Petition Spot, their mother used to date Tim Zura. Wow. If you're out there, please give us a call. We'll dish the dirt right here. It is time for the facts, Timmy.
The gloves will be off, but let's climb Talkback Mountain. Thank you. Well, I saw a great bit of Warren Zevon the other night. I was watching an old episode of the Larry Sanders Show.
Right. Great show.
Wasn't that a great show?
Great show.
Yeah, I think I know the one you're talking about.
And everyone in the episode I was watching was dead. There was Warren Zevon, there was John Ritter, and there was film critic Gene Siskel.
Oh, okay.
And man, did those dead guys put on a funny show. It was amazingly good.
Yeah.
Everyone was great in that episode. It's the one where Warren Zevon doesn't want to do Werewolves of London.
And then Larry approaches him in the hallway and says, hey, you're going to do Werewolves of London? I love that song.
And he goes, I want to do something off my new album. Oh, so he does something off his new album. And then Larry, at the end of it, goes, you know, we got some more time. You know what song I'd like to hear? Remember Werewolves? And so Warren Zevon does, and it's an amazing bit of acting. He does like the angriest version you've ever seen of Werewolves. He just hits the keyboard and looks really shat off.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great, if you ever see that.
So that might be on your YouTube, but do you have that on DVD type?
It's never come out. That's on the VHS, the old school technology.
All right. So that's on the taped VHS.
Yeah, it's what
so that's
it is.
Something you've got.
That's something I've got.
Well, today we're playing What Have You Got?
I think it's actually Guess What I've Got.
All right, that'll do. Guess What I've Got. Well, okay, guys, ask away.
All right, what have you got, Ed?
I've got to guess.
I guess that's the only
way. I have to guess. Yeah. This is already we're in a trend.
Yeah, come on, quickly.
Petrol Bowser.
No.
Some more sandwiches.
I wish. No, someone's come around and built us a working toilet in the shed.
Okay.
Well, you don't have a toilet.
Well, be impressed, man.
But surely there's one in the house already.
Yeah, there's one in the house, but I don't have to use it anymore.
Oh, you want a Thunderbox?
That thing's ornamental. We have a Thunderbox because we're having a party pretty soon.
Yeah.
And they said, all right, we better get a new toilet out in the shed. Otherwise, there's going to be, you know, a big queue and everything and in the toilet, Rich.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you turn on the hose tap, go in. It's only for number ones, which is fair enough. And it works. It flushes straight into the stormwater drain. Now, look, I don't know what it's like at the Queen of England's house, Buckingham Palace. Yes. I imagine it's pretty good. But I doubt it's as good as taking a waz in a toilet in the shed under floodlights.
I'm glad it's number ones, because what kind of guests have you invited if they're coming over to your party and doing number twos?
A toilet party is what
it is. You walk out of there, you expect to hear "Hail to the Chief" or something. You feel like a king.
Full flush fun.
It enters straight. You know, it empties itself straight into a stormwater drain, Bangkok style.
Is that legal? Is that where?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't really, you know, looked at a plan of the sewers, but
what do you mean?
Well, there's probably a wastage and seepage act.
I would have thought there would be council approvals. I don't think you can just whack a toilet in anywhere you want, can you?
What?
I don't know. I just, Like, councils get involved, don't they, when you start... Why are you telling me to change the subject? Why are you walking out of the room, Richard?
It's my shed. Can't I put any... It's not a meth lab. Like, we took that out. The meth lab's out and the toilet's in. Surely that's better for the community. All right, I guess... So now we need a sounder for this. We didn't have time to record one. So, Richard Marsland, I'm going to... Well, what have you got?
What have I got? Yeah. I've got in the mail.
Guess what I've got.
Guess what I've got.
What?
Well, I thought you were supposed to guess.
Should point out this is going to air.
Just go.
I got in the mail. A friend of mine from the United States sent me a Hillary Clinton for President 2008 T-shirt.
Okay, so that's what we're having instead of a sound effect.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. But like, you know, I think maybe in a few years, possibly, who knows which way it will go, but might look like a Jesse Jackson for President T-shirt.
Not bad.
Like a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers T-shirt.
Yeah, not bad. Or the Days of Thunder T-shirt that I have.
Yeah, or Huey Lewis and the News T-shirt that
I
have.
Let's not go too far.
But, okay, so it's anything you've got.
Yes.
Well, I've got hemochromatosis. That's right, an iron storing disorder, a genetic iron storing disorder, and hemochromatobes from all over the country are emailing in. Hello to Anne Wright, who has two children who both have the hemochromatosis. Interested to hear any tips I may have for living with it. Just go and have your blood out occasionally.
Bang.
Venesections, it's called. It's basically just a fancy term for giving blood. But, of course, something you can do is walk through the metal detectors at the airport and see if you can set them off.
It's pretty good.
If you have enough iron in your body, it can be done.
Well, man, that's a strip search, though, man.
Yeah, okay, there is a downside. Maybe don't put the kids through that. Fair enough. Didn't think it through. Try walking past the fridge and seeing if all the magnets leap onto you.
That's cool.
Leaving pizza menus fluttering to the ground.
That's superhero territory. All right, listeners.
We're not after diseases.
Give us a call. You say, guess what I've got. Yeah. We guess. We'll get it wrong. Then quickly tell us, if we don't have much time, what it is. Hear a sound. There is no prize. Give us a call. 1-333-53.
Just a bit desperate, actually, Ben Lee, but thank you very much. It's Triple M's Get This around the nation. Today we're asking, what have you got? Who's got something, Ed?
G'day, Russell.
G'day, mate.
What do you got?
Aren't you guys going to guess first?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Let's see.
You've got a golden Commodore.
No, mate. I've got a stack of Chinese garlic.
Oh.
And where did you get it, Russell?
I got it from Woolies because I couldn't find any Australian garlic.
No.
Because you guys used it all on the vampires, didn't you?
Oh, that is us, actually. We are out slaying vampires by night. And we do good work, Russell. It's important work.
It's an exhausting schedule, I can tell you.
Good on you, Russell.
Okay. I didn't realise that we were sticking with the guess factor. But, yeah, let's forge on.
I love it. G'day, Paul. Oh, sorry, Russell. Good. Nice to speak to you. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hello.
How you going, Paul?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, not guessing?
Oh, no, I guess. Yeah, I'd love to have a guess. You've got an original pair of Crosby shoes.
That is, wow, I'm wearing them right now, nothing else.
Yes.
There you go.
What else you got?
I've got an Alolo, The War Diaries of René Artois. Bam.
Okay. Bam. And have you, as the ad says, sir, have you started your Alolo collection yet?
I can't really finish this book. I'm just savouring every page. So maybe after I'm done with it, I'll go out and get the DVDs.
Yes, well, recalling the wacky days of the Nazi occupation of France. Fantastic.
And I look forward to seeing everybody at the rally on Monday as well, guys.
Good on you, Paul.
That'll be great. We look forward to seeing them as well.
Good on you. G'day, Will. How are you?
Not too bad, Ed. How you been, mate? I'm excellent.
That's what I normally say.
Yeah, exactly. I got you there. I got you.
Cheeky bugger.
Okay, now we've got
I'm guessing you got some attitude, son. All right,
Have a guess what I've got. Have a guess.
A massive fatty. No, what have you got, sir?
I wish. I have the 93-94 series of NBA hoop basketball cards. Whole series.
Okay, Will. Will, do you have a Detlef Schrempf rookie card in there?
Oh, most likely. Look, I don't even know where they are, but I know I've got them somewhere.
Gee, pretty blasé about it.
Those are worth something.
Hey, Ed, I've got some news for you, mate. I'm actually a plumber, and your little toilet thing, mate, highly illegal.
Hey,
Ed's toilet is highly illegal.
Living your life on the edge, mate. I haven't had to go to TAFE for 4 years to learn how to lay drains on grade for you to hook up your own toilet.
He's tapping into the brown economy.
All right, Will. Listen, you.
I reckon we've got some legal trouble. But then when don't we? Who's going next? Just one more call, please.
G'day, John.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. I'm going to guess that you've got lines shaved into the side of your head like Vanilla Ice.
No, I'm not that groovy. I've got the Javitas fertility idol that came from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, hang on. Did you replace it with a bag of sand?
Yeah.
Is that and I got chased by little natives and boulders and everything, and then some German went and took it away, the whole thing.
I think you'll find he was French, but okay. Belloc. Belloc we're talking about. What's the original, you're saying?
No, it's not the original. It's a replica. It's the life-size replica.
Still pretty good, though.
And where'd you get that? How do you get one of those?
Oh, just pure luck, I suppose. I just found it at a garage sale and whipped it up.
Wow.
Pretty good.
You want that big boulder, though. That's what I'd like at my house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, imagine that'd get you started going to work in the morning, wouldn't it? That'd be a wake up. Every time you headed for the front door, the boulder's chasing you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you rock up to work covered in spiders. Why not?
I rock up to work covered in imaginary spiders, but that's another issue entirely, John.
It certainly is. Thank you, John. Thanks to everybody who had something. I'll tell you what SBS has got tomorrow night.
What's that?
The Rock Quiz.
Fantastic.
Doesn't that turn it on?
Great show.
And we've got the brains behind it in the next hour. Brian Nankervis.
Get this.
Girls and guys who are cruising for a good time just like you.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
What I want, cause I can, if I don't, because I wanna.
Hello, jazz flute buffs.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored, because I'm gonna.
Thanks to that enormous pulling power of the Nissan Navara, it's the second hour of Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Brian Nankervis is here. He's been in many times before.
This is one of my favourite places on the planet.
Is it really?
Yes, although I'd be happier over there.
You've jumped studio.
This is a better one, Brian.
Is it?
I get a chair in here.
You do, and you've sort of gone. Have you grown, Ed?
Well, this is throne. This is a throne that I've had built, so it makes me look quite grandiose.
A throne of lies.
Because you like to eat, don't you?
I do like to eat,
Ed, potatoes, mashed or fried?
No, don't eat potatoes.
Don't eat potatoes.
Don't eat potatoes.
Yeah. What, you avoid them completely?
And don't touch them.
It's so easy. Brian does this every time. We're meant to be talking about Rock Quiz, and he lures Ed into...
I want to talk to Ed. And look, there's old sandwich wrappers in front of him.
It's half a wrap in there, Brian.
What, you've never had a roast potato?
I've had one in my youth, but I gave them up.
Yeah. So when you go to your grandmother's on a Sunday
she's dead, Brian.
You don't want to talk about her?
No.
Well, if you came to my grandmother's, well, that would be interesting because she's dead too.
Okay.
Let's say you go somewhere.
Where there's a grandmother.
On a Sunday, there's a grandmother there.
Someone who's alive.
Yeah. That's right. And they put down a beautiful big plate of roast chicken. I'm talking about a little bit of pumpkin. I'm talking peas, a beautiful gravy. And just in the centre is the jewel in the crown, the roast potato.
I say, come here, Grandma. Come here. And I grab her by her shawl.
Yeah.
I get right up in her grill.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm not eating this potato.
Told you before.
And I said, what are you eating, Grandma? And I just stuff them down her throat.
I walk out. Push into her face like Jimmy Cagney.
Yeah.
Another heartwarming ending to another episode of The Cavalese.
What about a shepherd's pie?
No dice.
No?
No potatoes, man.
We'll get through the full picture menu and we'll possibly mention rock music in this hour of Get This. That's Ganga Jang. Hello, everyone. If you're just joining us, it's the second hour of Get This Around the Nation. Myself, Tony Martin. We've got Ed Cavill.
Hello.
We've got Richard Marsland, of course. And now the man who came up with the idea for Rock Quiz.
You can't just dream these things up at 5 minutes to midnight and plonking things on the table.
I don't think that's how it was done by Brian Nankervis.
Thank you. Hello. Although, look, let's be honest, there was a triumvirate of producers, Peter Bainhog, Kenny Connor. We put it all together and it came out as Rock Quiz.
Yeah, but you're up the back.
I'm up the back marking those scores, watching those interpretive dances.
Yeah, there's a lot of interpretive dance recently on the Rock Quiz. Going out at the interesting time of 9:15 still,
I think it's actually 9:20.
Past 9.
So you think even 9:15 would be more suitable than
on your Saturday night?
Absolutely.
Still following the Iron Chef, are you?
We follow the Iron Chef, and we're before, I think, this week, is the classic albums, Nirvana.
Haven't they been turning on some great documentaries?
Last week was Jimmy.
He could play a guitar, couldn't he?
Jimmy at Woodstock with his teeth.
Now, who's coming up?
Well, this is what I wanted to ask you. You had the listeners ring in before, and I think you guessed correctly that someone was wearing some Crosbys.
A Crosbys, yes, absolutely
is
right.
Is it a Gros or a Cros?
I thought it was a Crosby with the Crosby. Beagle and a Grosby.
Grosby with a bloodhound.
Yeah.
With a bloodhound. Yeah, I think I must have had some knockoff versions up in Brisbane.
Yeah, it might have been the Cumphs. Bob Franklin's favourite shoe.
And Velcro. We're talking Velcro to keep them on, yeah?
Of course.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I'd like you, Tony Martin, yes, particularly, if I can just turn my shoulder slightly from the food man, to ask you, we have got in our next three shows, maybe our next four shows, we have six, count them, six fellow countrymen of yours. We've got
really?
Six New Zealanders, and if you can guess all six, I'll give you some sort of surprise.
Dave Dobbins.
Correct.
Dave Dobbin. Correct. What about, Sam Hunt? Is he back?
No, but geez.
I've seen you work.
Hunt?
He was great.
The dude from the Mutton Birds?
No.
Don McGlashan. Oh, it'd be good if you could get him.
No.
What, one of the Finn brothers?
No, but you're on the right track.
Noel Crombie.
Yes.
Oh, the Crombie man.
Samwise.
No.
Murray Ball.
Murray Ball.
No. Okay.
Colette.
No.
From Ring My Bell fame. Oh, she was from New Zealand.
Oh, Martin Crowe.
No. Darren Hinch.
Stupid Richard Wilkins. Now.
Stupid. You're being ridiculous.
Sir Richard Hadley.
Sir Richard Hadley and his car.
You don't care.
I do care.
I do not care.
Richard Hadley had a single out.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I did get carried away.
Various members of Hog Snort Rupert, a great New Zealand band.
Enya.
Enya.
Someone from who sang Baked Beans.
I got it. I've got it.
Mother Goose.
Mother Goose.
The OMC. The O'Hara Millionaires Club. The with Otara. How bizarre.
Correct.
Yeah,
really?
No. It's the Otara Millionaires Club. I think you're thinking of Chief O'Hara from Baghdad.
I am.
And his Millionaires Club.
Dave Dobbin, Noel Crombie, Sharon.
Oh, Sharon O'Neill.
Sharon yes. O'Neill.
Jenny Morris.
No. Oh. Although there's been a lot of talk about her. The young boy from Evermore, the drummer.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Dan Hume.
Yep. Okay.
Very chatty, homeschooled.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Homeschooled?
Yeah, homeschooled.
Oh, and what about the Datsuns? Someone from the Datsuns?
No.
No,
a young woman called Anika Moa.
So no, are we just going to gloss over that someone's been homeschooled, are we?
Were you homeschooled?
No, I dream of meeting people that are homeschooled.
Well, I tell you what, tune in on Saturday night because Dan Hume, the drummer with Evermore, yes, is one of three brothers. They were all homeschooled, and by the end of the episode, it may not well be a good advertisement.
Okay, now, Brian, I have to ask, backstage antics.
You hear so many good homeschooled stories.
No, look, this is actually a good one.
Okay.
Because he's smart,
yeah,
he's a brilliant musician.
I'm sure he is. It's a great band.
Big on the chat. Though.
All okay, right, good. What about backstage antics? Because I should reveal my wife is actually the floor manager on RockWiz, yes, and she has some stories to tell. She could easily do a book. Based
Does
on what
she
sees.
She come home
said.
With some interesting stories.
Yeah, she came home one night and went, gee, such and such doesn't mind swanning about in the nude backstage, does he?
Oh, should we mention who he was?
No.
Or who he played guitar for?
Give some initials.
Oh, there'll be trouble. It was someone
no,
who was
will
on.
Be trouble.
There was
okay.
someone who was on RockWiz, let's put it that way.
It is interesting, though, because swanning about is
yeah,
not.
It wasn't
quite,
swanny, that's not a joke.
You know what he was doing?
What?
He was sitting on the couch putting his underpants on.
Yeah, basic instinct style.
But
is
who
what
sits
I was
on doing. A couch to bring on their underwear?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you seem to know a lot yeah, about it, Brian.
Yeah. Well, I heard.
I hang from the ceiling to get mine on.
Right. Last week we had Tim Rogers come in. There was a little bit of green room shenanigans. Ooh. There.
Yeah.
Oh,
there?
Yeah. I can't say.
You can't say.
That's the
all
thing.
Right. Well, right. Hopefully that'll be a deleted scene on your new DVD. Hey, we'll get to that next. Let's do it. Let's have some music on Get This. Oh, you're listening to Triple M, a bit of Kiss Chasey there here on Get This. Brian Nankervis from RockWiz is with us today. Now, we'll get back to RockWiz in a moment, Brian, but yeah, the election campaign, have you been paying close attention?
Is there an election?
I think they're persisting with that idea.
And is the gap widening?
Oh, who knows?
It's I often. Think the coalition's coming back.
Are they?
Brian.
No.
Thanks to all your the ads
no,
you've put on TV pro
no.
government.
We know
think
what you're
you'll
like.
Find there is no chance.
Oh, well.
You're going with no chance.
It's not over yet.
And well, not according to Costello. Not.
Well, Peter Costello, we've been in this time slot, we've been recalling some of his great press conferences over the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, he seems to blame Kevin Rudd for a fair few things. And then there was that one, remember, where he somehow linked David Hicks.
That's right.
To the Bali bombings.
That's a long bow.
Have we got a bit of that?
What about David Hicks?
Yes!
look, people, I mean, if someone out there is tempted to feel sorry for David Hicks, I mean, gee, I'd have to say, what about the victims of the Bali bombings?
I mean,
put the threads together, people. Bali, Hicks, Al Qaeda, Rudd. Kevin Rudd on that particular weekend? Oh. We don't know. He was maybe in Perth, bombing an orphanage. Maybe he was in Queensland setting fire to a pensioner. What? Or maybe he was in Bali wiring up a youngster to a bomb. With Hicks, egging him on from the safety of his air-conditioned cell in Guantanamo. Oh. And, Rudd's there offering assistance. I mean, we're talking about someone who'll have lunch with known criminals, with Brian Burke.
But there's no connection, surely.
Not just a lunch. There was a breakfast. Can I just get the joke out, please? There was a breakfast, there was a lunch, there was a dinner. And there was hors d'oeuvres served, entrees, probably a bit of carry home, who knows? I mean, apparently Rudd's available to sup with the devil and Brian Burke at any time of the day.
But what is the connection?
When you've got Mockbill involved, where's he? Rudd doesn't seem to have a clue
where
Tony Mockbill's gone. He's quite happy to get Kelvin Thompson to spirit him out of the country.
But
where he goes after that, who knows? Probably the Caribbean.
Oh,
he's
Caribbean.
Probably hooking up with Hicks. And, it's only a hop, skip and a jump from Guantanamo to Jamaica. Once the gang arrives there, Rudd, he'd know where the cameras were.
What cameras?
I mean, they get off on the seventh floor, and before you know it, Kevin Rudd's hands around the throat of poor Bob Woolmer.
Oh, that's an outrageous
What about a bit of sympathy for the family of Bob Woolmer?
But what is the connection?
Bloody Mockbell and Hicks and Bradley John Murdoch and Burke and Robert McGarvey and all of them. They wouldn't stop there. Be straight outside to cook up another one of those Hurricane Katrinas and send it across to the mainland. What about some sympathy for the victims of Rudd's cyclone?
What do you mean Rudd's cyclone?
He's too busy preparing a ticker tape parade for poor old David Hicks. And there's Rudd and all the rest of them, on the back. And what's that in Kevin Rudd's hand? That looks like a suitcase bomb. Maybe we should all go and prepare some comfortable furniture for Hicks. I wouldn't want him to lie down on a stone pillow, but so I don't have time to worry about that plutonium bomb that Rudd is throwing into the crowd of kiddies, pensioners, and spastics, and calling it policy. I mean, come on, people. Let's have a look at ourselves.
Surely, it's
as simple as this. Interest rates are down. Who did that? Was that David Hicks? No, of course not. What about unemployment? Gee, those figures are low. Oh, hasn't David Hicks done a good job? It wasn't him. It was Prime Minister Howard and his sound economic thinking. And you can have that, or you can have anarchy and terrorism and pestilence and death. And if that's what you want, vote Rudd, stroke Hicks, and wanted to sling a few preferences over to poor old Tony Mockbill. People, if that's what you want, good luck to you. But I'll tell you what I'd like less of. I'd like less questions about Kevin Rudd. Thank you very much.
All right, that's enough of that bloke. More in a moment. I'll get this. Oh, thank you very much, Lenny Kravitz. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Mr. Brian Nankervis, one of the brains behind Rockwiz, is with us today. What
Still
have you
here.
Brought in? What are the accessories you're...
Well, what we've done, last year we put out volume one of the duets.
Oh, that was a great album and DVD.
Yeah, for those who don't know, every show begins with two guest artists coming out, and at the end of the show they come together and perform a duet. Well, they loved volume one so much, we put out volume two, available at all good record shops, simply called Rockwiz the Duets, volume one and two. And the DVD has actually got interviews with the band, Julia, Dougald and myself talking about the songs
and some special bits and pieces. And the Moomba Show.
Oh, yes, that's right. What about the, which is your favourite of these duets?
Let me have a look. I do like the Gareth Lydiard from the Drones joining with Tasha Coates from the Audrey's doing Wild Horses.
That's a beauty. I heard that one.
Did you have Adrian Belew?
We had Adrian Belew.
Oh, Rockquist.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
And put that him name together, for years.
Put him together with Martha Wainwright and they did Heroes, the David Bowie song.
Yeah, now, great. I didn't know his name. Where's
wasn't
he from?
Did he used to play live with the Talking Heads amongst many other things?
I think you probably heard some of his guitar work this morning because he played on Once in a Lifetime.
Yes.
He played with Frank Zappa. Yeah. He played with David Bowie for many years. He played with King Crimson.
He was in Jive Bunny for a while.
He was in Jive Bunny. He started Jive Bunny.
Did he really? The original
He was the person in the suit.
All right.
He was the bunny.
Was the bunny. I think it's time to find out how much we really know. Have you brought in some questions?
What I thought is can we do a quick one in the studio?
And then get the listeners on board.
Nikki, would you keep score?
Someone has to.
It's Richard.
So, Nikki, I'm already on two.
V. Ed.
V. Ed.
There we go. Question one.
During an interview on Countdown, what did Molly ask Prince Charles that raised his ire?
I remember the interview.
I remember the interview. He had a plum in his throat for the interview.
Yes.
It's quite enjoyable.
Molly Meldrum asked Prince Charles. He asked him how his mum was.
I was going to say, would you like these arseless chaps? But okay. Close.
Nothing there. Okay. The Beatles said that, quote, Her Majesty was a pretty nice girl, but with what reservation?
Majesty's a very nice fellow, but it doesn't mean much to me.
No.
It's the hidden track on the Abbey Road album.
That's right.
Yes.
It was All Hands. No.
I know that album.
She
I can hear
didn't
it.
She have much to say.
Of course, that's right.
Here we go. Gee, we're failing so far.
She'll be doing this shift next year.
Who journeyed to the centre of the earth apart from Jules Verne?
Oh, Rick Wakeman,
correct.
Of course.
Correct. One to Tony.
Many, many keyboards.
One to Tony. Who liked to ride on a magic carpet ride?
Steppenwolf.
That's one to Richard. What is the connection between AC/DC and takeaway food?
Danny Minogue.
No.
Damn it.
Minus one.
Oh.
It's a long way to the shop.
If you want a sausage roll,
pay that.
That's one for Cavalier, back to zero.
Who was Back in Black?
AC/DC.
Cavalier again. Yeah. Who sang about a white room?
A Cream.
Correct,
yeah, Cream.
Richard.
And also a very fine cover version of that by Wayne Newton, I'll have you know.
Where's the playground, Susie?
Nothing for that.
Which bands were responsible for the following one-hit wonders? Counting the Beat.
The Swingers.
Tony. Walking on Sunshine.
Katrina and the Waves.
Yes.
Richard. Spirit in the Sky.
Norman Greenbaum.
Richard. Mickey.
Tony Basil.
Richard, The Lord's Prayer.
Oh, that was
Sister Jane.
Yes. Tony. Yes. Well, she had a few hits, but that was obviously the big one. Iran.
Flock of Seagulls.
Richard again. Oh, Afternoon Delight, the somewhat
Starland vocal band.
Red.
Could I get out the question?
Yeah.
Afternoon Delight, the somewhat suggestive hit for the Starland vocal band, was inspired by a late afternoon appetizer in a Washington diner featuring prawns, brie and almonds. True or false?
Ed.
False.
True.
Damn it.
True.
Name the bands that kickstarted the careers of these performers. Deborah Harry.
Blondie.
Ed. Yeah. Lou Reed.
The Velvet Underground.
Yes. Richard. Bernard Fanning.
Powderfinger.
Ed. Chrissy Hynde.
Pretenders.
Pretenders.
Minus two to Ed. Correct, Richard. Name the Midnight Oil instrumental from 1975.
Put the needle on it.
Minus one.
Damn it.
Wedding.
Oh, Cake Island.
Correct. Oh. Tony, where is Wedding Cake Island?
It's just over there. I think you're fine. No. Oh, no, sorry.
Sunny. You sunny have Mallorca.
No idea, you big, tall, skinny man.
No.
Off the coast of Coogee.
Exactly.
Okay, listen carefully. Name the song that I'm whistling.
Here it comes.
You must remember this.
Time goes by.
From
Casablanca.
Correct, Tony Martin.
Hardly Rock Whiz.
Here we. Oh, that's true. All
whistle right. Whiz.
Here we go. Very good. Last question. Who had a saucer full of secrets?
Sam and the Secret Saucer?
No.
Cat
minus
Stevens.
Two.
No, not Cat Stevens.
No.
No.
Pink Floyd.
Oh, of course.
Never heard of it.
Scores, please, Nikki.
Okay.
Yes. Scores, please.
Okay.
We've got
in third place. If you could just maybe come up.
That would be me.
We are definitely taking points off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. For Ed.
Ed ended up back on zero.
Zero.
Oh, not really?
Tony on five.
Five.
And Richard
Marsland.
On eight.
Eight. Still rule. I was distracted through that by the name Katrina and the Waves. And I was trying to think of something. There's something interesting about Katrina and the Waves. I think they were founded by the bloke from the Soft Boys,
right?
Who started that band with Robin Hitchcock, been on this show.
So how about that?
A connection.
I think you're absolutely right. And they had that they did have the one hit wonder, but they had another great song about going down to Liverpool.
That's right. And they did well at the Eurovision Song Contest a few years ago as well.
Right.
This is apparently during the countdown tour. High maintenance.
Well, not so much Katrina, more just the Waves.
Now, I've got a question for you, Brian Ned-Curvis.
Lay it on me, baby.
Ready?
Yeah.
Which of the following was not a single from Danny Minogue? Show You the Way to Go, Touch Me Like That, or Grab Hold of Them?
C.
Grab Hold of Them?
Yes.
Correct. Although Ed has written the full lyrics to that song. Let's let the listeners get on board this. Call us up. Take the Brian Ned-Curvis Challenge. Win yourself a fine Rock Quiz prize.
Come on.
1-3-3-5-3.
Get this.
I'm sure.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Ed's Get This on Triple M. Brian Ned-Curvis from Rock Quiz is here. Let's see if he can stump our listeners. Who's going first, Ed?
Hi, Philip.
Hello.
There you go.
Good on you, Phil. How are you feeling?
Not too bad.
Yeah. No. Chicken, Philip, Parmesan or roast?
Parmesan.
Yeah, that's true. that was the correct answer.
That was not the question. Here we go.
Are we ready, Phil?
Yep.
Here we go. What is the ARIA Award-winning Gautier? What is his real name?
ARIA Award-winning Goodyear.
No. The guy who won an ARIA the other night, Gautier, what is his real name?
The guy that won the ARIA the other night was his real name.
Yes.
Was it Silverchair?
No.
I'm going to accept that. That's fair enough.
It's incorrect, but we are accepting it and giving you a copy of the Rockwiz duet on both DVD and CD, sir.
Good on you.
Thank you.
No worries, so easy to win. You don't even have to have the right answer.
Have a good day.
Is it Wally something?
Was Wally DeBakker.
There you go.
Wally
Who's going next?
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hi, good. God, you?
Excellent.
Good.
Lay it out, Brian.
Sam, I'm going to throw this at you.
Mm.
Potatoes, boiled or mashed?
Oh, mashed.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, that's correct. Now a rock trivia question.
Here we go. Name the band represented by this three-letter acronym, BTO.
Fine.
Batman Turner Overdrive.
Yes,
TCB. Mundo. Do we keep going or is she
one? No, Rock Quiz for you, madam.
Yay!
Thanks for taking part.
How many have you got to give away?
No, we've got a few.
Yeah. So they're all, okay.
It's all happening. Yeah, we're not on an SBS budget here, Brian. No. Don't worry, we can afford more than one prize.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
And yet you've left the station.
Now, Chris, I'm being freaked out by my own voice. Could you turn your radio down?
It's actually my phone. Hang on a sec.
Okay. Who we got there?
This is the stuff they cut out on other shows.
I think so.
We love to leave it in.
Hey, Chris.
Yep.
All right, here comes the question.
Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Parmigiana, chicken or veal?
Chicken.
That's correct.
All right, the prize is yours. Here comes the bonus question.
Here we go. Who claimed that he was, quote, the god of hellfire?
He's been washed away by the sea. Well, thank you anyway, Chris.
I think the answer is Peter Cundall.
And he got it right.
Okay, the prize is yours anyway, sir. Please call us back.
Just totally relaxed.
It's pretty easy.
Do we have time for one more, Richard?
Yeah, we do.
All right, time cop. Mr. Marsland says yes. Who's next?
Who we got?
G'day, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Excellent.
Good, Matt. Matt, I'm going to get straight to the point here. Who was the American singer who suggested that, quote, John Howard should get his hands off George Bush's banana?
American dude.
Dude, right. Yeah, no, you're right. I know what you're talking about, Matt.
American singer. Was it?
He was on stage with Bono at the time, so he was just on the edge of the stage.
You will get the prize whether you're right or wrong, sir.
I just have a guess.
Have a guess.
Bruce Springsteen.
Who?
Bruce Springsteen?
No.
Who was it?
No, it was Eddie Vedder.
Edward Vedder himself. Jam. Rock Quiz, the duet is yours, sir, and everyone who took part. When is Rock Quiz on? At the insane time.
It's on Saturday night, every Saturday night for the next 10 years at 9:20 this week.
20.
Look out for that beautiful young Dan Hume from Evermore, matched with Sharon O'Neill. The DVD is in the shops. The CD is in the shops. There's a book coming. One day we hope to have a lunchbox. And I want Ed Cavalier's face on it.
Don't.
With a big mouth full of potatoes.
Ken, wait a second. Sweet dreams are made.
That's the Eurythmics here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Brian Nankervis is with us. We're running a tad late, but I want to get this. And we love a bit of arse end of the week weirdness of the show, Brian.
Yeah,
somebody, Andrew Brown, has requested something I don't even remember doing. This was, I think, a recording of a late night radio show from the United States where I understand somehow Ed had sabotaged what would have been Richard Marsland's US radio debut.
That's right, actually. I do remember this.
I can't really remember it. Hit that button.
Okay, that was Pat Benatar reminding us all that love is, was, and always will be a battlefield. And it's WBK 445 in the morning, the early hours of the morning to be precise. I'm Bob. We'll be back. We'll be back in the early hours of the morning is the somewhat convoluted name of this program, and I'm telling you, we don't get many calls on this old show, but when we do, it's someone special. It's someone from the world of broadcasting tonight. His name is Richard Marsland. He's from down under Australia side, and he's the host of something called Get This. We'll meet him next.
We'll be back with Bob. We'll be back.
They call him the talented Mr. Marsland, and we're going to meet him. But I'm telling you, we're having a little problem patching him through. Don't worry. It's all part of the fun in the madhouse here. Oh, yeah. Okay. Keep it down, guys. I'm telling you, this Marsland cat, he's faxed me through a little CV. Well, it says he's done some radio bit of writing for the newspapers, something called Dancing with the Stars. He was the creator. Now, see, this is some of this has been added by somebody else in pencil. I can see that. I'm the victim of a little April Fool's Day joke. But, oh, my God, he's piloting a new show. It's called Express Your Anal Glands. I can't tell if that's for real. But there's some good stuff here. He's recorded a dance single called Teabagging Is My Fascination. He's quite some high stepper, this Mr. Marsland. He's got a new dance, which he's introduced. It's called I'm a Girl. I don't know. He's in love with Matthew McConaughey. He's watched Failure to Launch over 700 times. Okay, we're going to have to come back to you on this one. We get some pretty unusual people calling at this time of the night. Gavin Wood is a respected broadcaster from down under, and he's often just calling up to say, you'll bar up. I have no idea what he's talking about, but he's a rootin' tootin' kind of guy, as is Richard Marsland. We'll be meeting him next. Stick around. Here's Mr. Mister. I think you know how to do the Kyrie.
I think you know how to do
the Kyrie. Don't tell me you haven't done it, Mr. Nankervis. Rock Quiz, Saturday nights, SBS. That's all I'll say. Only a few seconds for me to thank everybody who works on this fine show. Richard Mars and Nicky Hamilton, Matt Dower, Cecilia on the phones. Of course, Ed Cavalier, too much fun as always. Only time for a key phrase, Richard.
Yeah, something like that.
What's it going to be?
Who claimed that he was, quote, the god of hellfire?
He's been washed away by the sea.
Oh, the memories. And we'll be back on Monday with Ryan Shelton. Yeah. And we'll see many of you at the Support Get This rallies all occurring around the nation on Monday. All thanks to the Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Now it's allowing you know.
Wacko the diddly-o, we're suddenly over the line on that one.
piloting a new show. It's called Express Your Anal Glands. I can't tell if that's for real, but there's some good stuff here. He's recorded a dance single called Teabagging Is My Fascination. He's quite some high stepper, this Mr. Marsland. He's got a new dance, which he's introduced. It's called I'm a Girl. I don't know. He's in love with Matthew McConaughey. He's watched Failure to Launch over 700 times. Okay, we're going to have to come back to you on this one. We get some pretty unusual people calling at this time of the night. Gavin Wood is a respected broadcaster from down under, and he's often just calling up to say, you'll bar up. I have no idea what he's talking about, but he's a rootin' tootin' kind of guy, as is Richard Marsland. We'll be meeting him next. Stick around. Here's Mr. Mister. I think you know how to do the Kyrie.
I think you know how to do
the Kyrie. Don't tell me you haven't done it, Mr. Nankervis. Rock quiz, Saturday nights, SBS. That's all I'll say. A few seconds for me to thank everybody who works on this fine show. Richard Mars and Nicky Hamilton, Matt Dower, Cecilia on the phones. Of course, Ed Cavalli, too much fun as always. Only time for a key phrase, Richard.
Yeah, something like that.
What's it going to be?
Who claimed that he was, quote, the god of hellfire?
He's been washed away by the sea.
Oh, the memories.
And we'll be back on Monday with Ryan Shelton. And we'll see many of you at the Support Get This rallies all occurring around the nation on Monday. All thanks to the Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power!
Now it's all out and you know!
Wacko the Diddly-O was suddenly over the line on that one.